T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Jackie Davalos. Microsoft is teaming up with labor unions to train workers on how artificial intelligence works. Jackie, this is being called historic. What's behind it?
Well, one of the biggest concerns among labor unions right now is how artificial intelligence will impact the millions of workers that work across industries. Now, the American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, AFL-CIO, partnered up with Microsoft to try and quell some of these concerns by teaming up with the tech giant, which is backing one of the leading AI companies at the moment right now, OpenAI. Now, it's called historic by the president of AFL-CIO for a reason, because you haven't seen this type of collaboration between labor organizations and tech companies in this way. Usually you have a much more antagonistic type of relationship, and this new pact hopes to accomplish three things. Could share this in-depth information about how AI is built, kind of like an AI 101 for labor leaders and its workers, incorporating some of their perspectives and expertise into how AI is developed alongside AI developers at Microsoft, and then helping shape public policy. They want to really take this kind of joint approach when proposing legislation to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. And the other thing to come out of this deal, which was extremely significant, is that Microsoft proposed kind of building this neutrality template for how workers are able to organize. And this is pretty major because, like I said, you usually have companies trying to kind of quash any kind of uprising amongst workers who want to unionize. And Microsoft basically said, it is your right to unionize and we will support you and, you know, basically not stand in your way when those negotiations come.
You write today that Microsoft's president says that he, you know, I can't sit here and say AI will never displace a job, but that it could eliminate some of the parts of people's jobs that might be considered drudgery. Some of that drudgery is also job security.
That's exactly right. And even for, you know, Brad Smith, the president of Microsoft, to be so candid in acknowledging that AI will have an impact is a pretty big step forward for a tech company to realize that this has very tangible effects on everyday workers. Customer service was one of the industries that got brought up during the talk. Teachers was a major backer of this alliance. And, you know, that's for a reason, because they are kind of at the front lines of how AI is being rolled out in classrooms, how their students and ultimately how their teachers are interacting with this technology. And so the kind of drudgery that, you know, Brad Smith is referring to, he counters that by saying, well, we want to help in reskilling your workers by offering this type of more formalized training, not just to union leaders, but to workers across industries. They weren't too specific in terms of where they would start, but this is just one step in what they called a long journey ahead.
And I would imagine they would have argued about this, putting it in writing in the contracts, but there it is.
Exactly. We actually had one example with the Communications Workers of America that represents some video game engineers, and they are the first to really incorporate some language around AI in their collective bargaining agreement. And that was almost kind of like a good example for Microsoft to carry into announcing this broader alliance to kind of show, look, we're already doing what we said we were going to do. We're just going to broaden it to other affiliated unions, like, you know, for example, SAG-AFTRA is one of the unions that AFL-CIO represents. You have the teachers union, like I mentioned, the writers guild. So all of these would be impacted and would come under this alliance that Microsoft is part of.
Jackie, thanks for your reporting. That is Bloomberg's Jackie Davila. So you can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.